Welcome to the IIA three-part podcast series with Ben Hammersley on digital technology and the future impact on business. Chapter 2, Machine Learning, AI and Society.
This is the fundamental problem for internal audit, because algorithms are only opinions. This is, I would say, one of the biggest social and technological issues of the 21st century, and it is, sadly enough, your problem. As AI technologies, which, as I've said before, is just the ability to do really hard maths with lots of data, as that stuff spreads into many, many different types of companies, because it gives you these really cool results sometimes, very interesting correlations, very interesting predictive capabilities, very interesting and cool stuff. Plus also, it has the marketing force of like the entire Silicon Valley marketing engine behind it, pushing it onto people. As more and more organizations employ this stuff and start building up these AIs, they're going to start training those AIs on the data they already have. That's how you make them. And it turns out that the opinions that are embodied in those algorithms are not necessarily human opinions. Because what you have to do is you have to train those algos on the data you already have. We're getting really good at making machines that are super good at maths. One, when you have that plus lots of data, you can do really amazing things. Two, okay. Programming those systems to do the amazing things involves training the AI. You train the AI with existing data that you already have. And when you do that, it introduces biases. And those biases are a huge problem, not the AI per se. Let me give you an example of this. Amazon. Amazon has incredibly powerful AI. Pretty much all of Amazon works on AI, right? Any of you log into Amazon as yourselves, you will see something different from the person next to you, because your Amazon front page is made by the Amazon AI to perfectly sell you individually stuff based on what you've bought before and what other people like you have bought before and all of these different factors. That's the most simple version of their AI, but they have others. They have what's called preemptive delivery. So for example, over the past few years, they've been able to measure many, many things about the way that you operate on the website and on their app. They see how long you spend looking at each page, how you move the mouse, where you come in from, where you go to, and all of these things. And they've developed an AI model which is able to predict very accurately how likely you are to buy a thing before you click add to cart or whatever. And because Amazon's like marketing guarantee is that they will ship to you overnight or within 2 days, and because it's cheaper to stop a delivery than it is to make one go really fast, their predictive delivery triggers the delivery before you've bought it, based on a threshold of how likely it is they think you are going to buy it in the near future. If you spend your time keeping going back to that page, looking at it longingly, after a while, the Amazon AI will say, yeah, she's going to buy it, so let's ship it now, because we think within 99% chance that tomorrow at about 8 o'clock in the morning, she'll finally pull the trigger. And then she'll arrive a day later and she'll think Amazon's amazing. They've been doing this for a long time. Their data is very powerful. And at the same time, Amazon also rent out their systems to other companies. If you watch Netflix, for example, you are watching Amazon systems. Netflix don't own any computers. Everything goes through Amazon. Many of you might work for companies that use all of their IT as rented off Amazon. They're very, very sophisticated, and they have very, very highly trained employees. And so they are continually looking for ways of making their systems better. And so what they did was they built an AI to solve their human resources problem. They said, we have these specific number of jobs, we have thousands and thousands of candidates, we have a whole history and data around employee performance. We can add all of this stuff up into a system, we can train an AI, we can have that AI do our shortlisting of candidates and even choose people for jobs based on their resumes and what we know people like them in the past have worked like. Genius. Brilliant. They ran it for a few months until they had to turn it off, pull the cable out the back of the machine, because it turned out it was very successful. It also turned out it was massively sexist. Why was it massively sexist? Because it had been trained on data which had been produced in the real world. And it turns out that the HR people who worked for Amazon before the AI were also massively sexist. And so the AI worked perfectly as far as the data it had been trained with. But nobody had looked at the data and checked it for sanity. And nobody had built into the AI checks to check that it wasn't being hugely sexist. It's this specific problem in ever-increasing layers of difficulty that is going to be internal audit's problem. Because many, many, many of the employees of your organizations will no longer be human. They will be software, and they will be software very specifically that has been trained by itself. It's not software like the software that you see being demonstrated next door, where you can speak to the software engineer and ask how it works. This is software which has been trained on data. And so it's unique to your organization. And it is that process of training that AI and checking what that AI is doing continuously, which is a huge fundamental risk issue within an organization. In many countries, this is a huge legal liability, never mind a social liability. So we're now realizing that AI design requires a wider set of skills than we previously thought. The problem with AIs is that one AI on its own is really, really, really tricky. But when you have more than one, when you have tens of thousands, when you have lots in a room that are as smart as a puppy, you start to realize something's really difficult, that when you add them all together, they become way too complex to understand in the first place. And what we find when we do this is that this sort of compounding interaction becomes chaotic. And within an organization, simply because of the way that these things evolve inside organizations, they mirror power relationships. And they amplify power relationships. They actually amplify corporate politics. The reason the Amazon HR bot was sexist was because the Amazon HR team was fundamentally sexist. It literally just mirrored what they'd been doing, but amplified it because people said, but it's the computer, and therefore the computer is always right. And so we'll let it loose, and we'll let it make more mistakes more quickly. And if the mistakes it's making are genuinely mistakes, they are mirroring the mistakes that you've been making for a while. And so this brings us back to the original point, which is that technology and politics and culture are all of a piece. And so when I talk about AI within your organization and about the need for these sorts of audits around the results that come out of these AIs, you start to realize that there's no way that you can actually do that job properly without also auditing the culture and the relationships within your organization at the same time. Some of you may have got into your work because you really like numbers. And numbers are nice, and people are kind of horrible. And I sympathize with this. But it turns out that technology, above a certain level of sophistication, is basically just people made faster. And that's really changing the role that you're going to have to play in the next few decades. On top of that, we're facing an even deeper issue. I didn't promise you this would be a cheery talk.